It's time for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, issues relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Matt, and thank you for joining me again.
Hi, Toby. My pleasure. Nice to speak to you again.
We must start, Matt, with the great news of Take On 250, which I think supporters have raised about £10,000 to support the RNIB in the work that we do for blind and partially sighted people. And I think there were some very different Take On 250s this year as well.
Yeah, it was great to get something, you know, to do and get involved in January. You know, we all come back after Christmas and New Year. You know, the new year can sort of stretch ahead. So having something to sort of engage with was good. I was rather boring in trying to run 250Ks along with Stuart Fox, our finance director. And I think he managed 300 as I did 200. Oh. So we added it up and we got to 500 between us. But, you know, as you say, people have done a variety of things, which has involved, you know, baking and knitting and playing games and not just doing exercise. So it's been a good thing. Just I think we're delighted we've raised about £10,000. That's great. I just think it's good for people to have something to provide a bit of stimulus actually as well in the new year, you know, as I say, coming back after Christmas. So, you know, it's good for us to get that away at the start of the year, and we're onwards and upwards later into the year in terms of things like Double Dash, and then we have the London Marathon and the Great North Run and people jumping out of planes and, you know, a variety of things that can happen physically now as we move out of COVID. So, yeah, it was nice to get that one done at the start of the year and some real imagination shown by people in the activities they undertook.
And obviously getting around, as we all are probably going to be doing a lot more of now, sort of COVID restrictions are being eased and we're all travelling around a bit more. I believe there's the Navilens technology that is doing a sort of pilot at Euston Station to assist people in getting around sort of indoor locations and busy places like train stations.
Yes, that's right. So the Navilens technology, you know, as people, if they don't know Navilens, it's like a sort of multicoloured QR code, which gives out information, which can be a variety of information based on, you know, whatever it is a Navilens QR code happens to be on. I think listeners will remember we've done a lot of work with Kellogg's over the last year in putting Navilens and Braille onto cereal packaging to aid blind and partially sighted people when sort of shopping, and there's a whole different story we could tell about Kellogg's rolling it out across their cereal range. The interesting news, breaking new ground, is what we've been doing with Euston Station to put Navilens in various locations around Euston to aid people's navigation, you know, explaining and telling where things are, whether it's the ticket hall or the toilets or it's the concourse or platforms, all the sort of relevant information you'd need to work your way around Euston. And interestingly, you know, we've been doing it at a time when those people that use Euston Station will know it's been knocked about a bit, being refurbished, and therefore there's various bits of building going on, so various walkways sort of move and change as the work sort of evolves. So we've been having to move the Navilenses around, you know, the QR codes around as construction goes on. But we're doing that in conjunction with Network Rail. And, you know, what we'll learn over the next few weeks is, you know, some really good learnings over what works, what doesn't, you know, types of information given out, you know, really where we're hitting the sweet spot. And I'd hope, because of the partnership with Network Rail particularly, that we could, you know, take those lessons out of Euston and then spread that, you know, through the rail network appropriately once those lessons have been learned. So, yeah, very excited to do that. I've just made a mental note to myself because I come through Euston Station in the morning and I'm going to go back there this evening and just make sure I look out for all the Navilenses and sort of clock where they are and, you know, generally see it in action. So, yeah, it's nice to be doing that.
And it's always good because I know, you know, from living in London for 20 odd years and there's certain stations I knew very well, but I would find if I was dropped off by a taxi at a different entrance to the station, I would get very disorientated and be difficult to find my way around. So having all these things like Navilens around is really good. We must also talk a little bit more about sort of access again this time. And I know Valentine's Day has been and gone, but Tesco's were selling a range of Braille Valentine cards, which I think were designed by Hallmark, which is another sort of way of shining a light on Braille and also accessibility as well.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's great to have this partnership with Tesco's. I mean, they're such a powerful brand, you know. Most of us would shop with Tesco's at some point in the year. So to get them on side with something like this, you know, is really important, not only because, as you say, it opens up, you know, a range of product that's geared towards, you know, blind and partially sighted people. Clearly, you know, Braille users can, you know, go and buy a card and hand it over to their loved one, which is great. But actually Tesco's, you know, just doing this, you know, gives another platform to show society, you know, what it means to be blind and partially sighted and some of the, you know, the help and assistance that we can bring. And it shows a big organisation, a large business, showing an awareness of broader issues about what it means to be visually impaired, you know, which is important for us as the RNIB as we engage with large organisations on, you know, really critical matters like employment, you know, like improving, you know, societal understanding, engaging partners on volunteering, you know, all those sorts of things that we have partnerships for. So to have Tesco's on side with this is really great for the individual products that we're selling, and that's great for sort of Braille users. But there's a sort of separate benefit, I think, which is that engagement with Tesco's generally, you know, which we would hope to grow, as I say, in the number of other things which are sort of critical to us, like employment, like volunteering, potentially fundraising, all those sorts of things. So yeah, it's a really great initiative on a number of levels, and I hope those people, you know, as I managed to do, bought their Valentine's Day cards on time and managed to hand them over to their wives or other halves or partners or husbands or, you know, whoever you were giving a Valentine's card to on time on Monday and avoided being in the doghouse and not doing it on time.
And we also must end by reminding people to sign the petition about our right to vote in secret as well, Matt.
Yeah, this is really important. And I know we've talked about this, you know, on Connect Radio a lot. I make no apologies for coming back to it sort of most weeks. You know, it's an ongoing issue where we are working very hard, you know, through a number of channels, you know, with Parliament, with civil servants, through our campaigning activity to really get people to sit up and take notice about the electoral bill that is going through the Houses of Parliament at the moment, which we believe is diluting the rights of blind and partially sighted people to vote independently and in secret, which has been a sort of irreducible minimum, which has been in the legislation up to now. We were hoping to make the provision better, and we believe this is making it worse. At the moment, the bill is in the House of Lords, where we've had some support, and it goes back for a sort of second reading through the House of Commons later in the spring. As you say, we've set up a petition to try and get as many people as possible to sign in to sort of support our perspective, which will allow us to use this petition with government, you know, at the appropriate time, probably when it comes back to the House of Commons later in the spring. So I would encourage all your listeners, their friends, family, other colleagues to engage with us through our social media channels on our website, and please sign up to the petition. We are at about 5,500 signatures as of today. That's sort of doubled on the week. And we'd really love that to go forwards and sort of grow to over 10,000 signatures, 15,000 maybe, you know, the more the better, because we can engage the government, you know, with a long petition, you know, gives us a platform to, you know, support the broader points we're making about the electoral bill. So please, 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 if you're listening to this, do go online on our website, do go to our social media, find the link and sign the petition. It's really important. Thank you.
And it is very easy. And as I've said last week, I signed it and it's very easy to do through the website. And there's also links to share your signing up of the vote and share it with your friends on social media, as you said. And if people would like to find out more about how to sign the petition, or if they have any questions at all relating to sight loss, you can always visit the RNIB website, and that's rnib.org.uk. where there's a great wealth of information and advice too. And you can also call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999, or you can even ask your Amazon device to ask Lady A to call the RNIB too. Well, thank you very much indeed, Matt, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby. My pleasure, and look forward to speaking to you next week.